rub that by Buddy's before we stop.
Yeah, you tell me.
Because that little winding up road, you're going to get yourself lost. But I'm sure they got more cuz on that.
I know. Did y'all ever get together and have instruments that you would play? Maybe?
No. Well, I don't remember my instrument until I was about 14 or 15 and knew what it was.
Would anybody do that in this area? In other words, did you know any folks that could make good?
No, not the olden time. Every now and then I remember about two people I knew that would play a mouth music.
Like what?
Call it a harmonica.
Yeah. Or did you ever see the one?
No, one of them juice hops?
Yeah.
No, I never did see one of them. And a fiddle. You see one that play a fiddle there. And a accordion. But otherwise, like guitars and... Well, I never knew what a piano was till I was about 16. They knew what it was.
Yeah, like in the church?
Well, at the end of time you go to church, you went to church once a month, you went a whole lot. Because we was living, we was about 12 miles from the church. And the only way we had to go was with a wagon and mules. So if service was about 10 o'clock, you had to leave about 5:30 that morning to get there.
Yeah. Now, about a wagon, though, what was the, tell me about a wagon, with that long piece that would go between the horses.
You would call that the tongue.
Well, on a buggy, you'd have to back the horse in between the...
That was shafts.
Yeah. What did you say to him when you won? Did you ever do that?
Yeah, you just tell him back up. Or usually, you had to kind of have a special horse for a buggy. You couldn't use any kind of horse for a buggy. If you had a buggy, if you had a riding horse, it very seldom be with a horse that you would ride with a saddle. It very seldom you could put him on a buggy and he would do what you're supposed to do. If you had a buggy horse, you served the purpose of a buggy horse. But if you had a saddle horse, it didn't much be able to put him on a buggy because he ended up hurting the family or running away, breaking up the buggy and stuff.
Did you ride much?
No. I rode more after I grew up on horses. Very seldom I ride in a buggy.
Did you break them?
No, never did. I'm too scared of breaking a bone. I always like the guy to be careful. Damn. Seen a bunch of people hurt on them, and I always try to avoid it from getting hurt. It was too easy to get hurt. You got to go through too much pain to get well.
Yeah.
So I figured the heck with it. If somebody else want to do it, let them do it.
Now, about the parts of the wheel, you know, you had the inside and it fed on, the hub fed on.
You had the hub, the spokes. It was your big hub, your spokes. And
that fit into the wooden.
Yeah, your spokes, that was the wooden that would go on your hub. And then you had the ring, yarn ring that goes around and hold your spokes together.
The iron ring went around what? Went
around the spokes.
When they're wooden part?
That was the spokes, the wooden parts.
Yeah.
And if you would let it set up like for a length of time, you know, in the park under a shade or something, and you wanted to take a trip or something, then you had to, the night before, you got to take water and pour it from the sweater. Because your arm ring would